If you're like me, until yesterday you thought that Ashley Madison perhaps was a cast member of a TV show that you'd never seen because you're completely out of the loop, it turns out it's a website, a dating website that is set up for people who are married to organise discreet affairs. Ashley Madison's ads are routinely in the most complained about, like this one from 2014.
I'm looking for someone other than my wife. Other than my wife. Ashley Madison's right. I'm looking for someone other than my wife. Other than my wife. Ashley Madison's right.
Yeah, okay, you get the picture. Very catchy. And unfortunately, it does get into your brain. But many thousands of Queenslanders won't be singing along since hackers have released the email addresses and credit card information of Ashley Madison members worldwide. And it's been reported this morning that more than 700 Australian government employees are among them. What do you think? Do you care if someone is a member of a site like this? Are you concerned about people's private information being publicly dumped by hackers? 1300 903 917. Stilgherrian is a freelance technology writer. Good morning, Stilgherrian.
Good morning, Nicole.
Have you got that song in your brain now?
I'm trying to purge it, actually.
You know, purge!
You're right. Ashley Madison's ads were terribly, and still are, terribly infectious. And their whole slogan, life's short, have an affair. And to me, that is actually distracted from how significant a data breach this is, because there's that whole sense of, oh, well, if you are looking for an affair, you deserve all you get, who cares? But there's a whole lot of reasons why that shouldn't be people's response, I think.
On the scale of things, how big is a hack like this?
This is one of the big ones. This is globally something like 37 million people's records have been breached. And I mean, that puts it up, oh, I want to say it puts it in the top 10. I'm pretty sure I'm right with that in terms of the scale of it. But in terms of the impact, it's probably in the top three simply because of the nature of the personal information. A lot of fuss is always made about credit card numbers being breached. But the thing is, the bank just gives you a new credit card number and covers you for the loss, right? So, all right, it's a pain for the bank, and that puts up your bank fees and so on, but there's no permanent damage. And here we have something that is going to cause a problem for people, even if they never had an affair, because the fact that someone's email address is in the Ashley Madison database, well, for a start, they didn't check email addresses, so it may not have been you that put your email address in there. It might have been the lads at work for a laugh. Or the fact that you opened an account might have been that you were curious or were thinking, but never actually followed through. But either way, suddenly you've got this incredibly emotionally intense conversation that's going to happen with your partner, and it's not going to be pretty. And if there are kids involved, it's not going to be pretty for them.
So you're saying that in some cases, innocent people are going to be dragged into this because their email addresses have been used and they weren't a member.
Absolutely. I mean, we actually had Mr. John Key of New Zealand fame. People saying, ah, ha, ha, there's his email address in there. And someone from John Key's office goes, no, that's like not even the proper email address, let alone, you know, a senior politician caught in this. You could make up. We've seen Fredo.frog at some department thing. But, you know, it's going to cause problems. People have pointed to, in the United States, that there are so many people from military addresses. Well, in fact, an affair, if you're a member of the United States Armed Forces, that's actually punishable by a year in the lockup if you're committed.
Well, in some countries, it's stoning. So
absolutely.
We're talking, okay. And look, there is a moral discussion to be had, but this is not the space that we're having it in. We're talking about, I suppose, the flow on effects. There'll be people going, well, serves them right. We've already discussed that aspect of it all. But what do we know about the group responsible?
Almost nothing is the answer to that. We know that they blipped up under the name Impact team, which is kind of a generic hacker crew name, could be anyone. As far as I've seen so far, that hasn't been linked to any existing hacking group. They first blipped up under that name just over a month ago with the threat that they had the database from Ashley Madison, and that unless they shut down the company and shut down this operation, they gave them a 30-day warning and said, if you don't shut down the company in 30 days, we are leaking all this information. Well, the other day, the 30 days were up. And good to their word, they released the information. And overnight our time, they released even more information, including the emails of Ashley Madison's senior executives, the computer code that ran their website, and more. I think people are still going through that and discovering all sorts of things in it.
Still, Garian is a freelance technology writer on 91.7 ABC Gold Coast. We're talking about the hack of Ashley Madison's dating website for discreet affairs for married people. It is a concern that this could happen in the first place. Why wasn't there more security? Or are we kidding ourselves to think that security is our saviour? That if someone wants to hack a site like this, they can? Or does it come down to Ashley Madison that they should have had better measures in place?
Well, it's mostly the latter, unfortunately. Ashley Madison was far from perfect in the terms of their security setups, as far as we know. They haven't actually spoken very much about that. But from the data itself, we can see that they actually took a few more precautions than other sites. They had the passwords properly, encrypted, to put it non-technically, so that you couldn't get the passwords too easily. But they weren't checking email addresses. Maybe that's part of their philosophy of keeping the anonymity happening. But the sad fact is, at the moment, the bad guys, the hackers, really are in the stronger position. And that applies not just to personals websites, but to all of the kind of government and military and kind of spookier sites that we have around the world. And it's just a basic fact that the defenders have to get everything right all the time, whereas the attackers only have to get it right once. They have to find the one thing that the defenders have forgotten. Now, it's a bit like the old advice we used to get to keeping our car safe from being stolen. You don't have to have the most perfect lock on your car. You just have to have a better lock than the car park next to yours, and that other car will get stolen. Now, that only works if it's not specifically your car that they want to steal, if it's not specifically your website they want to take down. And in this case, in Ashley Madison's case, the impact team made it quite clear it was Ashley Madison's business model, the fact that they were enabling adultery, that made them the target. So they were specifically chosen. You know, there was a motivated hacking team, or maybe even an individual. We simply don't know at this stage. And you know, if someone is prepared to patiently find that one way into your organisation and take you down, they will.
Can you explain to me where they kept that information? Where are they? How are they disseminating it?
Once they got hold of all this information, the hackers first put it on what all of the tabloid news outlets call the darknet, which is a terrible name. It just means they put it on a website which is not necessarily publicly advertised. It uses the Tor anonymity network to hide its true location, and you have to use the Tor software to connect to it. Now, where that server physically is, we don't know. And that, obviously, the hackers have done that to hide their true location and help escape prosecution.
Right.
Since that data was first put up, though, people have downloaded it and put it up in other places.
Okay.
So if people went looking for it, they could not only find the data, they could also find handy, and I put that word in inverted commas, handy websites where they can punch in an email address and see whether it turns up in the database. That said, there's a site which I will mention called Have I Been Pwned pwned.com, pwned, P-W-N-E-D, meaning owned by hackers. Haveibeenpwned.com, run by Australian security researcher Troy Hunt. He actually has a more ethical way of, for people to look up, not only does their email address turn up in this particular hack, but in a reasonable number of the large data breaches that have happened over the last few years.
So, okay, how do we spell that again?
Have I been pwned? So have I been, and then pwned.com.
Pwned.com. Okay, yes. That's a good one to know. Stilgherrian, thank you very much. It's a very scary age we live in at the moment.
It is.
Indeed.
Pleasure, Nicole.
Thank you. It's 4 to 9.